Hey, this is Bill Storm, and welcome to my podcast. This podcast was created to provide a trail of breadcrumbs for my children, Samantha and Billy, as well as anyone else that wants some straight talk mixed with a healthy dose of humor and sarcasm to navigate through this crazy journey we call life. In 1998, I quit my job in pursuit of more money, more meaning, and more freedom. It was one of the best decisions I ever made, and these are the lessons I learned along the way. If you like the podcast, you'll love my premium coaching content. Visit BillStorm.com/podcast to learn more. Hey, gang, welcome back. We're up to episode 3. I'm here with my son, Billy, again.
Round 3.
Ding, ding. Here we go. So today's episode, it's titled, Woe is Me versus Woe, It's Me. And the episode was actually inspired by a conversation I had with my nearest and dearest friend, my buddy Frank, who I've known for, about 40 years now. And so last night, he and his family actually came over for dinner. So this is the first time you've seen him in 20 years, right?
Mm-hmm, yeah, it's been a little bit. Had some good food.
Yeah. So the last time you actually saw him, you and his son Julian were babies. I mean, you literally have got a picture of the two of you sitting on the couch, mm-hmm. drooling at each other, right? Okay. Right. And then he actually moved from upstate New York, where we were both from, and then came down to South Florida. So it's been a long time since we saw each other. But it was kind of fun because you got to see, you know, our banter, our humor, mm-hmm. going back and forth.
Yeah, it's just 30 years later.
Yeah.
Okay. Or more than that, 40 years?
Well, for us.
Yeah.
Not for you.
Well, yeah. But I wasn't even a thought yet.
Yeah, not a thought yet.
Yeah.
But so the other day he was telling me, he said, you know, I listened to your podcast with you and Billy. And it was really great. And he said, it made me think about a podcast that I did. So I went back and I listened to it again. I thought I'd share it with him. I'm like, oh, that's cool. So Frank owns a martial arts school down here in South Florida, and the podcast that he put together is for his black belt candidates, which are basically people that have been around 4+ years going on, you know, to various levels of black belt. And his job is to really push them and groom them to get to break through any limiting beliefs they have about themselves, because that's how a black belt is made, right? Well, we always say that pressure creates diamonds. So there's a lot of pressure put on you during that black belt cycle process in order to turn out a really good black belt. And it was really cool because he did this. He was actually talking to his candidates after they got through with their black belt qualifying run, right? You have to run a certain amount of, you have to run like 2 miles in a certain amount of minutes. And he was talking about, sometimes like how difficult it is. And what people do is sometimes they start to make up a lot of reasons in their life, like why they can't do something. And I think this is true. You can tell me what you think. But I hear people all the time sing the blues, right? Or they'll tell you all of their woes. That's where that phrase, woe is me, comes from, right? They'll give you all of the reasons in the world why something isn't working right. They don't want to take ownership of it. And they tell you all of their woes like there's a reward for it. Have you experienced that at all yourself?
Yeah, it happens at my work all the time.
Yeah.
People always just, you know, it's not my fault. You never want to take the blame or get the finger pointed at you, but, you know.
Yeah. Yeah, it's kind of crazy. So anyway, in this podcast episode, he went on and he was talking about this, and he said, you know, people are really quick to tell you their problems, right? But then sometimes what happens is they don't realize that the biggest cause of their own problem isn't something outside themselves. It's themselves. It's them. Like, they literally haven't put in the work in order to deserve the kind of outcome or the kind of success that they're looking for. So I thought it was so cool, right? So that's why when I heard him say this, he said, you know, is it really woe is me, or is it where you stop and you go, whoa, it's me, right? It's me. I'm the problem. So that got me thinking about Jim Rohn. So, you know, I speak in a trainer for Tony Robbins, right? Well, before Tony Robbins was a fellow named Jim Rohn, that was Tony Robbins' mentor. And I remember learning this a long time ago, and it had such a profound impact on me that I wanted to share it with you and then get your thoughts on it. Because right now I know you're building your own business, and I'm just so impressed by what you've done with it. I want everybody to kind of hear what your thinking is around this. But Jim Rohn said this, he had a psychology for winning in life, and it really shaped my life. And I can see it already coming through in yours as well, which is great. So Jim Rohn said this, he said, if you want to have more, you have to become more. For things to change, you have to change. For things to get better, you have to become better. If you improve, everything will improve for you. If you grow, your money will grow, your relationships, your health, your business, and every external effect will mirror that growth in equal correlation. Well, what does that mean? Well, from my own experience, this is what I've seen. When times get tough, or we're not doing as well as we think we could or should, right? I think it's human nature to want to point to something outside of ourselves as the reason why we're not succeeding. Because it's easier, right? It's easier to point to something outside yourself. Like relationships, for example, right? Mom and I were married 28 years this month, right? Mm-hmm. So if our relationship isn't going well, you know, if we're in an argument or something like that, it's so much easier for me to point to her, right? And say, oh, it's her fault. It couldn't be me, right? It couldn't possibly be me. Or if my business isn't doing well, it's a lot easier for me to go, well, you know, things are crazy right now. You know, we had COVID going on, or it's the economy. And you can come up with a million different reasons why it's not your fault. But there's an old expression that says, you know, for every finger you point towards somebody else, there's three fingers pointing back at you. So here's the thing, and I love this because I think you really understand this. But I always tell people, I said, you know, nobody's coming to save you, right? Once you get old enough where you put on your big boy pants, right, or your big girl pants, nobody's going to come to save you. So you can complain all you want. You can say, woe is me, woe is me.
Yeah, the problem's still there.
The problem is still there. So
it's not going to make a difference.
Right.
It's okay. Yeah, this is here. How can I actually solve it instead of just complain about it? Because it's going to be there either way.
Exactly.
So you can either take the pain of dealing with the problem, or you can take the pain of it being there and staring you down all day.
Yeah.
So that's kind of how I think about it.
Yeah, Tony says that all the time. He says, you know, everybody's familiar with the expression, what's the ROI, what's your return on investment? But what we really have to focus on, what's the COI, which mm-hmm. is cost of inaction. What if I do nothing? What if I just keep doing the same thing over and over again and expecting a different result? Well, you're not going to get it, and then all you do is become a complainer. You're the problem, not the solution. Mm-hmm. So I love that, right? I just love that. So let's talk about this for a second, because I've already seen you apply this. So right now you're starting an e-commerce business. Mm-hmm. Yes.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell me about that. Tell me about what you're doing, because what I'm seeing is that one of the things that I respect about you a lot is you don't want me to give you anything.
No, right? I don't, because then you didn't earn it.
Right.
That you're, even if you're using an advantage or a leverage point, you didn't win. You didn't earn it net your own self, because it's like, well, what happens if I didn't have that? Then the person that really started that didn't speak English, that was in a different country, they can do it, but I can't.
Yeah, well,
really,
we say this all the time. I mean, what if I get hit by a bus tomorrow?
Exactly. So I look at it that way, and it's like, how can I put myself in a spot where if that were to happen, I can, you know, take care of my family, you know, like that. That's how I, at least I think. And the way I look at it, you said, well, like, what's the cost of inaction? One of the things that I think really pushes me, I look at it is, okay, well, I didn't go to college like everybody's, you know, said, oh, you know, you should go to college, blah, 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 this and that. And I said, no. So in 5 years from now, if I'm still working at a restaurant, well, how am I going to feel about myself?
Right.
So what am I doing from now until then that's going to put me there? It's not, I can be like, oh, this sucks. I don't want to work there anymore. My life sucks, you know, blah, blah, blah.
Right. What was me?
Well, what am I doing to get myself out of that? You can pray and ask all you want for a better life, but it's not going to do anything until you, that's just guidance.
Right.
People think that like faith and belief in yourself to, you know, accomplish what you want is like luck. No, it's planned.
Right.
You ask for it, and then you're presented with all these different obstacles and challenges that you need to kind of just start knocking off one by one. It's kind of weird, because it only starts when you start asking for it and you genuinely want it.
Well, we say this all the time, right? God gives you the tools, and God gives you the tools and the talent, but you have to pick up the hammer and swing it.
Yeah,
right. Exactly. Everybody wants it. Yeah. Just everybody, especially today, everybody just wants it to come to them without putting in the work.
You say, "Oh yeah, I also have $1 million in a bag, but it might be too heavy for you, so you might want to leave it." Like that saying, that's what that reminds me of. It's like you just expect it. They're like, "Oh, you know, I wish I was rich." It's like, no, okay, wish you were smarter and wish you could handle more stress, because that's what rich people can do.
Right.
It's like you're lacking something that they have. It's your fault.
Like, and that's rich. And it's funny too, because I mean, we're talking about business, but that's rich in everything. Like if you want to be rich in your marriage, right? If you want to have a great marriage, you have to become more. Mm-hmm. You have to change. You have to put in the work. Like
yeah.
One of the things, like for example, with mom and me, I always have to remember, because it's not easy always to do, because you have pressure, you know, owning your own business. But I always have to remember to keep her first place in my life, right? She's the whole reason I wanted to be successful in the first place. So all of this thing, when we talk about winning in life, right, we're not just talking about money.
You have to be abundant in every area.
Right. And you do it with your own girlfriend, right? Yeah. You block off the time, you make the time, and you do those nice little things for her all the time. And that's why, you know, your relationship works. Mm-hmm. It works for your health. It works for your finances. Yeah. It works for everything.
This is I feel like this fits the theme. It's Newton's, I think it's Newton's third law, right? Every action has an equal and opposite reaction. So it's like, you go buy your girlfriend flowers, she's going to be a lot sweeter to you that night. You know, she's going to talk to you and smile to you more.
Yeah.
So it's the same thing. You know, if you drink too much, you might get liver cancer. You know the outcome that's coming. It's just depending on if you have the discipline to control yourself or not.
So let's talk about this right now, because again, you're 21 years old. You're starting this e-commerce business online that you've been thinking about, but you're not wishing for it or just praying for it to happen. You're putting in the work, right? You are committed to becoming the person.
I'm not guessing. I'm writing things out on a daily basis and trying to check them off every day, because I know that's what's going to get me to the point. It's not just going to miraculously fall into your lap. It's the same thing as if you go to the gym. You don't get a six pack or big muscles just because fell in my lap. It's like, no, I went there 5 days a week while you were eating chips on the couch.
So what kind of things are you actually doing to become better, to deserve the success you want with this business? Like, what are you studying right now?
My top three, I started with copywriting, then I went into marketing, and then I got into human psychology and persuasion. Sure. Within sales and write, like advertising and writing, and the difference between the two. E-commerce really is a big bundle of joy with all the skills that you have to learn to be able to be successful with it. But I feel the last 3-4 years of my life has all had a big impact, even with the social media and knowing how to model what works and building a brand of yourself. So I feel like it's just, you're never going to beat that one thing, and that's just experience through over time.
Right.
You know, so you kind of just have to do the dirty hard work that's going to make it, you know, feel good when you accomplish
it. But you've become a lifelong learner, right? Mm-hmm. It's not, you didn't finish school and that was it, right? You are constantly learning. You're probably putting in more hours than most people put in that end up getting a PhD.
Well, I feel kind of like, in my free time, I really only work because I've kind of realized that's what makes me happy is improvement. Yeah. Because if you're not improving, you're kind of at a static.
Right.
And it's, people think that they just want to like relax on a beach and drink margaritas. It's like, dude, that's going to get old.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, I want to be a millionaire by the time I'm at least 26, 27. Some people are like, oh, that's a little ridiculous. It's like, no, it's ridiculous that you think that's ridiculous. Yeah. You know, I'm the tools that we have now on the internet, there's kids that are 22 years old that are, you know, already multimillionaires off this stuff.
Yeah.
It's because they're leveraging what works. So I don't think my age is an excuse for anything, because if I chose not to go to college, it's because I think that I'm looking at you, and if you can do it,
right.
You know, I grew up with that whole, you know, with the whole mindset of that. So it's like, why not use that unfair advantage that I had? And prove everybody wrong that said I was stupid for not going to school.
Well, that's actually one of the funniest things about Tony Robbins, right? Tony Robbins is the most uncertified person out there, but yet he's number one in the world, right? But it's not because he's not educated. He has educated himself And he's taken the time to not just accept something that's told to him, but to learn and test and put it out there in real life to see what works. So that's one of the things that I'm you know, so impressed with you, what you've done. And, you know, really and truly, I think anybody listening to this, one of the most powerful things that you can have is proximity to the right kind of people. You really have to hang around the kind of people that think like this. And you got to put the, you know, you really do have to guard your mind against a lot of negativity out there. You know, Walt Disney said it better than anybody else. He said, you got to observe the masses and do the opposite, because most people, that's what they want to do. They want to have a pity party and they want to complain about their situation, but yet they don't want to step up and do something different. So I've told you this a million times, watch what most people do and run the other way, right? Do exactly the opposite. So gang, we'll go ahead and finish this up episode today. Again, as always, it's just so much fun. This episode or this podcast was created literally to leave a trail of breadcrumbs for Billy, right? And for my daughter, Sam. And it's really life lessons learned along the way, because hopefully, you know, I want to help you as much as I can avoid some of the mistakes that I made that were super costly. But I also want to make sure that I'm teaching you the beliefs, patterns, and habits that you need to be able to create the kind of life you really want. It's so much fun watching you do it now, like coming into, you know, at your age, coming into your own and taking ownership of this thing. And hopefully, you know, people will be inspired that. So gang, if you really like the, if you really like these talks, you like the episode, please make sure that you go on, you give us a glowing 5-star review, leave us our, you know, 5-star rating and leave us a nice review. It's always nice to hear from you. And if you like this, if you like the content that we're doing here, you'll also really enjoy our premium coaching content in our 30-day challenge. So you can find out a little bit more about that by going to billstorm.com/podcast. So we'll see y'all next week.
See you later.